Have you ever wondered if you're really as independent as you think you are? Today, we're diving into sympoietic systems, the fancy term for something surprisingly simple, living things that make each other possible. And I promise by the end of this, you'll never look at a forest or yourself the same way again. Let's start with a walk in the woods. When you see trees, you're actually only seeing about half the story. Underground, there's an incredible partnership happening between forests and fungi through what we call mycorrhizal networks. These fungal threads wrap around and penetrate tree roots, creating a connection so intimate that scientists debate where the tree ends and the fungus begins. Here's what's wild. These fungi extend a tree's root system by up to 1,000 times. Think about that. 1,000 times more reach for water and nutrients. The fungi deliver phosphorus and nitrogen that trees desperately need, while trees return the favor with sugars from photosynthesis. Essentially, they're trading minerals for food. But wait, it gets even better. Mycologist Suzanne Sinard coined the term the wood wide web. These fungal networks actually connect multiple trees together. Picture an underground internet made of living tissue. Through these connections, trees share resources. A mother tree can nurture her seedlings in the dark understory. Trees under attack from pests send chemical warnings to their neighbors. Different species support each other through droughts and disease. This is sympoiesis in action. Neither the forest nor the fungi are self-making. They're making each other constantly. The forest isn't trees plus fungi. It's an integrated system where everyone's survival depends on ongoing collaboration. Now here's where it gets personal, literally. This same principle shapes who you are as a person. Interpersonal neurobiology shows us that human minds don't develop in isolation. They emerge through relationships. Think back to being a baby. You didn't learn to calm yourself down alone. Through thousands of tiny interactions, a soothing voice here, a gentle touch there, your caregiver's nervous system taught yours how to regulate. This isn't just emotional. It's biological. These interactions literally shape your neural pathways and the structure of your brain. Even now as an adult, you're still in this dance. Ever notice how being around a calm person can settle your anxiety? Or how someone else's stress can make you tense? That's co-regulation. Our nervous systems constantly tuning into each other like instruments in an orchestra. The mind itself, according to this view, isn't locked inside your skull. It's a process that happens between people, the environment, the culture at large. A process that regulates energy and information flow. Your sense of self, your ability to handle emotions, even your life story, all these emerge from webs of relationships just like those forest networks. So, whether we're talking about fungi and forests or humans in relationships, the message is clear. We're all sympoietic beings, constantly creating and being created by the connections around us. Independence? That's the real myth. Interdependence is what makes life possible.